He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Thursday, May 14th. Well, today I learned that I need to have my daily three. Yes, that would be my three servings of dairy. And I learned this from linebacker D'Amico Ryan. He was out in the community shooting an ad and talking about the benefits of dairy products. Yes, we should all have our three servings of dairy, and that includes milk, cheese, and yogurt. D'Amico really gives the pitch the best himself, and I'll let him do that for you. He also talked to kids from Pembroke Middle School, mainly athletes, about what it means to get their nutritional needs and how important it is as an athlete to do so. He also sported a really good milk mustache, so you have to go to HoustonTexans.com and check out the video for that. So anyways, here's D'Amico Ryans after his commercial and photo shoot, talking about the benefits of milk and also talking about, well, OTAs, which are just around the corner, and what it's going to be like to be playing next to the Texans' first-round draft pick, and that would be Brian Cushing. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is linebacker D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico, a few seconds ago, you had a milk mustache, and I'm so disappointed that you took that off. But talk about why you were wearing that and the campaign that you're out here for.
Dairy Max and the Texans team, though, to promote, you know, three a day. It was three dairy products a day for kids, and it's eating healthy, promoting exercising daily, playing 60 minutes a day, trying to get a lot of exercise for kids, just promoting a healthy lifestyle, which we all need, not just kids, but we all need, you know, promote healthy lifestyles and, you know, drinking your milk, eating yogurt and cheese, just promoting that, you know, the milk helps the kids with the strong bones, and just having those three dairy products a day helps you with a healthy lifestyle.
Well, you were in here for a photo shoot as well and for a commercial, and I heard that you were very good. It came very naturally. And you gave me the pitch right now. I mean, I'm convinced. I need to go home and get some yogurt.
Yeah, you do. I need to go home and get mine also. But the commercial, it went good. I think it was kind of tough, you know, trying to remember the lines, but I think after reading a couple times, it flowed off right, and they were like, great. And I was like, great, we got it. So it was fun, though. I haven't done that in a while, so it was fun to do. It's fun to be here, you know, with the kids, having the kids involved. It's just, I love to be around the kids and, you know, encouraging them, you know, to live a healthy lifestyle. I think it's a great thing to do, and hopefully they can go over and tell their brothers and sisters, or their mom, their parents, about, you know, what they learned today about eating healthy, exercising 60 minutes a day. I think that can help us all out, and I just want them to go and share that information with others also.
Well, in this time where a lot of people eat fast food, how important is it, especially as an athlete, to be getting that nutrition and getting your calcium from milk?
Oh, it's very important as an athlete, because our bodies is our livelihood. So, you know, if you don't take care of your body, it's gonna shut down on you. And you know, that's why I have to have my body to go out there, run around and hitting people on Sunday. That's why I need to eat healthy so I can feel good when I go out there on Sunday. So it's very important. You know, I have had to put the fast foods down. It may taste good, you know, for the moment that you get it, but it's definitely not good for you. So it's really, you know, healthy for you to go out and eat, you know, vegetables and get the dairy products, your whole grains, and it's very important that we do that as athletes, because, you know, like I said again, this is our livelihood.
Well, yeah, it doesn't feel too good to be running sprints out there if you just had some fried chicken.
Nah, you'd probably be over on the side puking it up if you're trying to run with Coach Ray Wright. You know, he puts his on us, but you can't eat wrong and go out and practice right. It just doesn't work right. So you whatever you put in your body, that's what you're going to get. So you put good things in your body, you're going to get good results.
Well, speaking of your coaches, are you ready for OTAs? They start on Monday.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited for OTAs. Like, it's always fun when you know, everybody's coming back together for the first time to do football stuff. You know, we've been working out and running for the past couple of weeks, but to actually get on the field and, you know, go against the offense and for them to go against us, it's fun when you can get out there and compete. So I'm definitely looking forward to it and excited about getting started.
Now, do you know the Texans' number one or first round draft pick at all? Brian Cushing, linebacker, who'll probably be playing next to you?
Yeah, I spoke with Brian, and he's excited about coming down. So it's going to be, I'm eager to meet him and just, you know, see what kind of person he is. He sounds like, you know, a good guy talking to him, and, you know, I think he's going to help us out a lot. So I'm thrilled that we got a, you know, good young guy, especially that's going to be playing on the side of me. You know, maybe I can teach him a few things, or who knows, maybe he can teach me a few things about playing. But I've seen him play a couple times watching USC, and he has a lot of intensity and fire. So I'm looking forward to him bringing that to us and helping us out.
You're also going to tell him to get his three, right?
Oh, yeah. He has to get his three. I'm going to make sure he gets his three. And I'm going to make sure he probably has to bring me my three every day.
All right. Well, thank you, D'Amico.
All right. Thank you.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.